Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. So there are some things that New York does better than anything else. I think you would agree with me on that, right? Pizza, absolutely. Now, if you go to Italy, I've had some pretty good pizza in Italy, but consistent pizza, New York's the place, okay? Hot dogs, you know, Nathan's, they're not good for you. Food in general, New York really has got everything and you can't go wrong. Theater, nobody else on the planet comes close. So if you're into the arts, opera, dance, plays, this is it. London, second, West End, pretty good, but not like Broadway and not the options that we have in New York. Sports, our sports teams, the Rangers are doing pretty well in hockey. I'm hoping the Islanders get it together, but, you know, football, baseball, I don't know. Knicks got potential. Nets are doing better, but we're not as dominant in sports as I think we should be because we're the largest market in the country. And we have a lot of stuff going on here. So that's really the strongest point about New York. We do Christmas really well. So it's almost magical to go into the city. And I hope I'm going to go in next week, take a good look around. I live on Long Island, as many of you know. But I'm going to take a good look around next week and to see if this social disorder that Albany and the City Council of New York City has imposed on the people has taken away some of the Christmas mojo. But Christmas in New York, the decorations and the energy level and all of that, there's nobody. Believe me, I've been everywhere for Christmas. I've been to Vienna, Switzerland, California, Florida. There's no place comes close to Christmas in New York. I mean, I like the rural Christmas stuff, yeah. But here is really the Christmas-centric. Now, the downside, and this is why a lot of people don't like us, New Yorkers, because we're pushy. That's the rap. You heard it. You know it. And those New Yorkers who have moved to the South in particular, you know, it's an adjustment period. You're looked upon as a Yankee. You're looked upon as, you know, obnoxious sometimes. The reason that has sprouted up is because we have 16 million people in the New York metropolitan area, more than 8 million in the city itself. With all of those people, you got to be tough. You can't be some namby-pamby. Remember namby-pamby? That was big when I was about 10. You got to be tough in the sense that you know, a lot of stuff coming at you from a lot of different people, and you got to be nimble and handle yourself. Can be some wandering around and, you know, some stupor. Life is complicated when you've got that many people. If you go to Wyoming, one of my favorite states, there's only like 485,000 people in the entire state. It's 3 million plus on Long Island. And it's easy. Life is easy in Wyoming and the rural states. It's getting harder in Florida. It's 22 million people down there now, but it's still much easier in the South than it is up here. You don't have to have the edge down there out in the Midwest that you have to have in the city. All right? Because, you know, out of that 16 million, you got 1.6 that are evil and trying to do stupid stuff. I always put the evildoers at about 10%. Some say 15. Could be. I mean, that's just a percentage of human nature that falls into that category. But anyway, I'm looking forward to the Christmas season here. Going to go into Manhattan and, as I said, take a good look around and to see if the social disorder is distracting us from what I think is the best holiday ever, Christmas.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.